Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there is gathering force and strengthening argument on behalf of the people who want the nation's children to actually be taught why they should admire, love, and revere the Americans who came before us and to appreciate the country we have been given. There's actually an extraordinarily eloquent statement in that regard that was made at a Colorado school board as part of a debate over critical race theory. We will get to that because it's downright inspiring, especially to hear this from a black father of three who is himself the descendant of slaves. We will get to that. It's not an issue that should be forgotten, especially when the Democrats refuse to forget about the idea of spending literally trillions of tax money in slavery reparations. We will also be talking about those lessons that Joe Biden ought to learn from the past in handling the political ramifications of the disaster in Afghanistan. And there is more in the way of surprising statements about willingness from conservative leaders to accept refugees who come here from Afghanistan because they have faced the threat of death after working with Americans. It's wrong, by the way. I think people make a mistake when they say they were fighting for us or fighting for Americans. They weren't. They were fighting for their own country and their own future, and they never expected to have to be driven here. They were fighting with Americans, but not necessarily for us. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And before we get to all of that, we have one of those important issues about how we teach our children that was raised in a Call of the Week classic. Listen.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner is Amy in Las Vegas, who called in back at 2013, July of 2013, in response to something that I had written about my book, The 10 Big Lies About America. Listen.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that about the American Indian comment that you had made the other day that was in your book, 200 Things Wrong with America.
No, no, that's not my book.
200 Things Wrong with America?
My book is The 10 Big Lies About America.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm never having to say you're sorry.
Anyway, I can understand that your skepticism about human nature, but I think it's wrong to ignore the fact that the American Indians thought that the land, the earth, the skies, the water, we're all sacred.
Some people have a deep, abiding respect for the natural beauty that was once this country.
Whereas the white man, he had an oppressive, abusive relationship.
And some people don't.
That ended up undermining the integrity of America.
Do you know that for the East Coast Indians, and this was for all the tribes up and down the East Coast, they were actually pioneers in clearing away the forest. Do you know how they did it?
Well, I know a lot about them. I know that they... you talk about clearing Manhattan.
No, I mean clearing the forests wherever they lived. They had cleared about a quarter of the arboreal.
Well, that's part of why God put man on the earth, was to hold back the forest from taking over valleys.
Amy, do you know how the Indians did it?
No.
They burned it down. They burned it down.
I'm going to burn this mother down.
They were doing exactly what God wanted them to do.
I went and visited in when I was in Wyoming, a buffalo jump. You know what a buffalo jump is?
I would rather forget if I ever knew.
That don't make no sense.
They say it's far harder when you jump on a baby and fall run with the hurt.
What?
Fall run with the hurt.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's the cliff where the Indians would use their horses and they would stampede the buffaloes and stampede them all off the cliff so they could all die at once, and then they would pick the juicy ones and eat them up and take some of the fur and make use of the buffalo that they killed that way.
Well, you know, it's a lot. You gotta die one way or the other, you know.
That's Amy's philosophical ruminations on Native Americans. Look, this is not to say, and in my book I do not say that Native Americans were well treated in every circumstance, that white people were blameless in keeping treaties, or that Native Americans have not been a patriotic and worthwhile and contributing element in the United States population. They clearly have been. I mentioned earlier today this big new YouGov poll that when it comes to thinking America is a great country, for whatever complaints they have, Native Americans are much more likely to say, yeah, rah, America, we're the greatest. They're much more likely to say that than white people or black people or Latino people. And good for them. And, well, and I hope that Amy, since July of 2013, has had a speedy recovery. I know of no specific illness that she is suffering except for sentimental misinformation and maybe hitting the refreshment side of things a little bit early on a Friday afternoon, which it was, early and perhaps often. Speaking of refreshment and appreciation of America and saluting this country, there's a great story out of Colorado. It's Colorado Springs, which is the most conservative big city in the state. But there was a father of three who was a descendant of slaves who, during a public school district's board meeting, just slammed the idea of critical race theory in a very memorable way. Listen to this example of his argument in clip three.
I am the direct descendant of the North American slave trade. My parents are black, all four of my grandparents are black, all eight of my great-grandparents, all 16 of my great-greats. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. I am not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, and I'm not a victim. I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. And I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, literally from coast to coast. I have three children. They are not oppressed either, although they are victims. I've taught my children they are victims of three things: their own ignorance, their own laziness, and their own poor decision-making. That is all. We are not victims of America. We are not victims of some unseen 190-year-old force that kind of floats around in the ether.
Okay, this is so profound and so well expressed. Don't you wish everybody who would speak to this issue would speak as well as this remarkable father has stated? He continued. His name is Derek Wilburn, by the way. Listen.
Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is taking our nation in the wrong direction. Racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support. And sadly, one of those institutions is the American education system. I can think of nothing more damaging to a society than to tell a baby born today that she has grievances against another baby born today simply because of what their ancestors may have done two centuries ago.
Okay. Okay, this is extraordinarily important. And by the way, the school board voted with him to ban critical race theory. We'll get back to that and more on the MedVet Show. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From politics to pop culture,
culture, pure energy,
and from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, the problem with teaching critical race theory is exactly what you saw in that poll we spoke about earlier, and it's a big poll, and it's very significant about people valuing the United States. First of all, it's very, very clear that a minority of black people, a small minority, actually believe in critical race theory if they know what it is. What critical race theory says at its very heart is that America, from its very earliest days, was shaped by racism. That systemic racism and white supremacy and white privilege have always dominated the United States of America and shaped everything. Now, if you teach people that, then what you're teaching them is that America is definitely not the greatest nation on earth. And the fact is that more black people believe that we are than believe that we're not. And aside from that being shown on polls, how does it help people to be taught a sense of grievance? I would go back to what Derek Wilburn said in his brilliant speech that he gave to the school board in Colorado Springs. He said, "I taught my children they are victims of only three things: their own ignorance, their own laziness, and their own poor decision making. That is all." Now, why is that so useful to teach your kids? To teach them self-hatred? No, it's to teach them that you're in control of your own life. That you are not shaped by factors beyond your control. You can be impacted by them. And there's no question that for generations and generations, people of color had a more difficult time advancing in this world because of lingering impacts of racism and slavery and oppression and Jim Crow and all of that. But it means that you can't be defined by it. And since they want to define our entire country and the way we live in this country based upon white privilege, white supremacy, inequality, if you would define everything like that, then what you are saying to people is that, look, you have to overcome gigantic burdens that not all people of color have, in fact, to overcome at all. And you allow yourself to be shaped by your oppressor, not by you. And it is liberating yourself and your children and your position in the world and your hopes for yourself and for your family to be free of that sense of victimhood that is going to be the best impulse, the best influence on the American people of every color and of every sort. There's also this, and it's from Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas. He's one of those people who's sort of lingering in the background. There's some people who think, well, Asa Hutchinson is such a reasonable voice and he's been such a competent governor of Arkansas that he ought to be in the mix and a consideration for president or maybe even vice president on the next Republican ticket. But he stepped forward in addition to a number of other issues in which he has stepped forward, I think, very constructively for the Republican cause. And he talked about welcoming people who want to come to America to pursue and advance and solidify not their own best interests, though that too, but who want to supplement and support the American effort to build the American dream. Here's what Governor Hutchinson said about refugees from Afghanistan and the state of Arkansas. That's clip 9.
Arkansas would welcome them as part of the other states that are welcoming those that need a place of refuge. Arkansas would certainly stand in the gap there and say we want to do our part and fulfill the mission and responsibility that America has toward those families.
And, yes, those families, and of course the American families who are stuck over there. You remember in his press conference today, President Biden said he didn't know of any Americans who were having an impossible time trying to get to the airport. There's an American who's trapped in Kabul. His name is David Fox. He runs a marketing firm in Kabul. And he lives in the city with his family. He explained to ABC News how he simply cannot get through those crowds around the airport right now, contrary to what President Biden said earlier today. Listen, this is clip 1.
So this morning at around 9 a.m., I received an email from the U.S. Embassy Consular Services Department, and they said, we have created a document to help, you know, American citizens and, like, eligible SIV recipients and applicants get to the airport. And it is this document. I printed it just for you guys, okay? This looks like a U.S. visa, okay? So for those of you who aren't familiar, if you get a U.S. visa, an immigrant visa in your passport, this is what it looks like. But this document has no name. It's not addressed to anyone. There's no serial number, okay, at the bottom. There's no barcode. So thousands of Afghans received this. Basically, everyone who had applied for SIV, these special immigrant visas for the Afghan translators and other people, they received this email. And what do you think happened when these people received an email like this, a document like this, that has no name? Of course, they printed out 100 copies. Even the Taliban can't control, 2,000 or 3,000 people at the Camp Sullivan Gate when you have tens of thousands of Afghans who now have this kind of ridiculous bogus document that the State Department created. I mean, I don't know how else to explain something like this, an idea like this, except for brain worms. I mean, it's absurd. David, what were they thinking?
Okay, and what he's talking about is the future of his own family and the welfare and the survival, in fact, of other Americans and the people who fought alongside us. And again, not fighting for us, they were fighting for their own country. And the idea that that struggle still may exist, who knows about the future, the fact that there were a series of demonstrations in cities around Afghanistan that were brutally put down by the Taliban. They weren't demonstrations to keep the Americans there. It was demonstrations to keep a vision of Afghanistan's future that doesn't involve going all the way back to the 7th or 8th century, or maybe at very best 1000 A.D., which is exactly where the Taliban longs to go. Speaking about going back in time, there's a science fiction movie, well, kind of a science fiction film noir, about the dystopian world where the polar ice caps have melted and Miami is flooded, and Hugh Jackman falls in love with a dangerous woman in the process of looking for ancient memories and bringing them to life. We will review the film Reminiscence. Is it worth remembering when you think about going to the movies or streaming at home this weekend? We will get to that and more, including the lessons that must be learned from this Afghan experience. That and more on the MedVet Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the U.S. has helped evacuate 13,000 people from Afghanistan since August 14th and vowed to evacuate any American who wants to leave the country. Speaking from the White House, the president confirming the United States military is on the lookout for any potential threats to the operation at the airport.
We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat at or around the airport, including from the ISIS affiliates in Afghanistan who were released from prison when the prisons were emptied.
A federal appeals court on Friday declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show. I mentioned before what Michael Kazin has to say, who's been around for a long time, and he was one of those people who was an early observer and critic of Lyndon Johnson's extremely ill-considered policies in Vietnam. And he has a piece today that ran in the New York Times. And Michael Kazin is a professor of history at Georgetown University. He's the author of the forthcoming book, What It Took to Win: A History of the Democratic Party. And he recalls in this piece some of the biggest disasters the Democratic Party ever faced. And it had to do with the complete division of the party, breaking apart into two very, very passionate factions over policy in Vietnam. Because make no mistake, Vietnam was an effort that had initially very strong support from the Republican Party, but it was shaped by Democrats, it was planned by Democrats, and the big mistakes were made by Democrats. He writes in his piece in the New York Times, Lyndon Johnson's decision early in 1965 to send thousands of troops to combat the Viet Cong soon halted the momentum of his Great Society agenda and put Democrats on the defensive. A year later, as the war dragged on and protests mounted. And see, part of this was it wasn't just protests mounting. The reason those protests mounted is because there ended up being over a million people who got drafted to go to the war. They were not part of a volunteer army. And getting drafted focuses your attention on an issue of fighting a war in a way that the prospect that your neighbor, your brother, your cousin is going to volunteer does not. A year later, as the war dragged on and protests mounted, Johnson's approval rating dipped below 50%. In the midterm contest of 1966, the Republican Party picked up 47 seats in the House. How many seats do the Republicans need this time? Five. Are they very likely to get it? I think they are. Democratic governors were elected in eight states were replaced by Republicans, including, by the way, a guy named Reagan. That was 1966. It was a dramatic Republican sweep. And then he says, furthermore, unlike the Vietnam War, which provoked a long, scorching debate that divided the country far more bitterly and profoundly than the more limited, if longer, battle with the Taliban ever did, the conflict may soon be forgotten. As the public's attention shifts away from Afghanistan, Mr. Biden's direction may seem less like a failure and more like a sober, even necessary end to a policy that was doomed from the start. I don't think that's true, because I think the policy impact of Afghanistan and America's position in world leadership is going to be more seriously impacted than Michael Kazin does, but okay. He says this, two lessons from Johnson's downfall are paramount for Joe Biden. First, tell the truth, even if it makes you look bad temporarily. The 1971 release of the Pentagon Papers demonstrated that Johnson lied continually when he lauded the progress of the United States and its allies in South Vietnam. By 1966, the press was accusing the administration of creating a, quote, credibility gap that only yawned wider as the conflict continued. You know how you know the credibility gap was a serious thing? There's a rock group called the Credibility Gap. All presidents lie at times, writes Kazin. But those who admit mistakes, particularly obvious ones, can retain their popularity. This happened to John F. Kennedy after the Bay of Pigs fiasco in 1961, and to Bill Clinton when he acknowledged his affair with Monica Lewinsky finally in 1998, although he benefited more from the Republicans' failed attempt to throw him out of office. Mr. Biden made a decent start of such truth-telling, says Michael Kazin, during his speech this week, but he should give a much fuller explanation of why the administration failed to prepare for a Taliban victory that, according to years of intelligence reports, was quite likely all along. The second lesson is not just tell the truth, which is lesson number one, and always a good lesson, though very unusually practiced by politicians. Second lesson, keep the coalition that elected you united in its response in the crisis. Though Johnson had a reputation as a masterful politician, he became despised by millions of his fellow Democrats because of the Vietnam policy. If Democrats in Congress follow through on their vows to carry out extensive hearings into the collapse of the Afghan government, they could provoke a similar intra-party battle. In other words, Democrats are obviously much more eager to continue hearings and hearings and hearings about the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill than they are about what's happening in Kabul right now or in the months immediate to come. He says, Kazin, if President Biden chooses to declassify whatever vital documents exist in an attempt to convince his Democratic critics that he is serious about revealing why his exit strategy went wrong, it may dissuade them from engaging in their own lengthy investigation. Won't dissuade Republicans. The defeat in Afghanistan, like the one in Vietnam, was a long time coming. Democrats can take steps to prevent such interventions. But if they repeat the errors of their predecessors in the 1960s, they may secure the triumph of an opposition party whose leaders have not stopped lying about the election that drove them from power. That little jab to the idea of the save the steal situation, I hate to say this, but I think it's finally tamping down on that. I mean, even from people like Rudy Giuliani, who's now doing advertisements for gold, and for people like Mike Lindell, the idea that we are going to continue to fight the issue of Stop the Steal, I think that he is wrong, Michael Kazin, in trying to suggest that that the Republicans are implacably devoted to that kind of campaign. I don't think they are. And I think that the basic willingness of the Democrats to come clean, as Michael Kazin suggests, is not possible when the Democrats are so badly organized. Listen to what CNN's Clarissa Ward, not a conservative, she's on the ground. She's been terrific in Kabul. Here's how she says how the evacuation is going. This is clip two.
I've now spent more than 12 hours watching this whole process as it plays out, and it is very disorganized. And privately, you know, off the record, these guys will tell you that. It's totally disorganized. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. It's an enormous operation. There are many different nationalities involved. They're trying to negotiate with the Taliban, deal with your NATO allies. And frankly, so far, I mean, it's just about moving along. But I was shocked when I came today, because listening to the talking points that I was hearing from the Pentagon and the White House, I thought this whole thing was moving along swimmingly now. And yet here I am 12 hours later, and I haven't seen a plane take off in 8 hours. And I'm watching children coming up to me being like, please, can you get me some food?
So things going just well in Afghanistan? No, not exactly. We'll talk to you about how things are going from Hollywood coming up. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. believe. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hope that everyone has relief from controversy, uncertainty, fear, basically the doubtful and threatening aspects of the news that we cope with every day, that you actually take a break from it, and maybe you can find a means of taking a break with something worthwhile from Hollywood. A bunch of movies to cover, four of them in fact, ranging from the downright awful and pretentious and unworkable and clumsy to pretty much thought-provoking and vivid characters, and then a somewhat promising new series on Hulu starring Nicole Kidman. We'll cover them all. Okay, first off, to start at the bottom, there's a movie called Reminiscence, which stars Hugh Jackman and Rebecca Ferguson and Thandie Newton. And it looks kind of interesting when you watch the trailer, because it's sort of a dysfunctional, dystopian science fiction thriller about what the world is like when global warming has proceeded and Miami is largely underwater and only mean rich people live on dry land. Hugh Jackman plays a war veteran of the Great War that has destroyed part of the United States. We don't know between whom or among whom. But he operates a side business because he used to interrogate people using a machine that can make people's memories come to life. And he actually uses that machine to guide people into the pleasant memories they want to relive. The movie is called Reminiscence. Listen.
When the waters began to rise and war broke out, nostalgia became a way of life. There wasn't a lot to look forward to, so people began looking back. Nothing is more addictive than the past.
How close can you get before the illusion's broken?
You're going on a journey. All you have to do is follow my voice.
Okay, and all you have to do is listen to that dialogue and understand what's terribly wrong with this movie. And there really is. It's written and directed by Lisa Joy, who is best known because together with her husband, they crafted the miniseries Westworld. And this doesn't work in any sense like that, even though it covers some of the same science fiction material. It's an attempt to be a futuristic film noir with Rebecca Ferguson playing a mysterious lady who's sort of a real life action version of Jessica Rabbit, who has a sultry voice and a dark past. And almost everything about the film is intended to be a reminiscence of a much better actual film noir. But the dialogue dialogue, it makes it impossible to believe in any of these characters for a moment. It is clunky. There are scenes where people will laugh. Simply because it is so badly overwritten. And why Hugh Jackman, who was a fine actor and a great screen presence, consented to be part of this is unclear. It's also rated PG-13, which is a joke. It's a very violent film with scenes of torture and mutilation and basically some fairly titillating sexual material too, but which is also so dark that titillating is probably the wrong word. PG-13 rating, don't pay attention to that. It's in theaters, it's on HBO Max, and it rates only 1.5 stars, 1.5 stars. A much better film in terms of its success and its script and its characters is called The Magnificent Meyersons. It is in select theaters, and it stars Richard Kind as the patriarch of a family covering four generations of smart, basically sympathetic, and intellectually curious New Yorkers, the Magnificent Meyersons.
You somehow thought that you could make all of this okay. You can't. Sometimes I wish God would just reach down and give the world a big old shake.
Maybe God is doing this all for a reason. Maybe he is bringing us together.
Okay, that idea about God, one of the characters is studying to be a rabbi. There's another stockbroker, there's another book publishing editor, and they're all talking in sort of philosophical terms that is mostly easy to listen to. There's a lot of clever talk in here. And other than very distinguished lifelike characters, they're actually real believable relationships in Magnificent Meyersons. The problem with the film is it kind of blows up with an attempt to take a big event of cosmic importance and to talk about how that would rearrange the lives of the characters. That aspect doesn't work at all. It still deserves 3 stars. It's an audacious film done by a writer-director named Evan Oppenheimer, and he will do better work in the future, it seems sure. A Night House is another film that is well-directed and has an interesting screenplay, and the first two-thirds of it is genuinely terrifying. It's all about Rebecca Hall playing a teacher whose husband has committed suicide for unknown reasons with no explanation, and she is haunted by his demise. Listen.
My husband took a boat out on the lake. He took a handgun that I didn't even know that we owned, and...
Did he leave a note?
He did.
You were right.
Nothing is after you.
You're safe now.
You said you were safe?
Safe from what?
It's our house, but backwards. What the hell was he doing?
I didn't think we had secrets. Everybody has secrets.
Okay, but those secrets are never fully revealed. And the film, which keeps you on the edge of your seats and really provides some disturbing chills in the course of its runtime, ends with a resort to the supernatural and voodoo and mysterious evil forces that appear to be real, which undermines the effectiveness of the previous psychological thriller aspects of this film, which is set in a lakeside home in New York State. Rebecca Hall, who's a reliably wonderful actress, does a superb job in keeping you going until the very end, where the special effects take over and you say, oh no, don't do this and ruin the film. But of course they do. 2.5 stars for A Night House, which is very much rated R. You're with the film until the end, where you'll see how it falls apart in your hands. Now, there's another new series on Hulu. It's not rated. It stars Nicole Kidman and Michael Shannon and Melissa McCarthy. It's about a bunch of folks who come to a health spa that is run by a guru-like wannabe fixer of broken souls, played by Nicole Kidman. It's called 9 Perfect Strangers. Listen.
Apparently, I'm in need of some fixing.
Welcome to Tranquillum House. The people who come here, they come to heal.
And how many guests are there?
9 total.
Wellness retreats?
Such utter crap.
And yet here you are.
All right, let's go meditate.
I want you all now to close your eyes.
You want to get well? You want to heal? Surrender yourself to me. Gonna fix you.
Everybody has a story.
That's why she picked us.
What do you mean she picked us?
We complement each other's demons.
Okay, again, interesting characters, well performed. Nicole Kidman, despite so-so Russian accent, she plays a character named Masha, is a fascinating figure. And the first two episodes, and I have not seen the rest of it, they haven't released the rest of it. It's going to be 8 episodes in total. First two episodes are intriguing. It leaves you somewhat hanging as to whether the main character is actually trying to help people or she's just a con artist like so many people who are involved in the so-called wellness industry. The problem with the film is that there is too much attention paid on its least interesting characters, especially Melissa McCarthy, who plays a character you've seen her play before, a frustrated author who has written some romance novels and made some success with it, but now seems to be starved for love and desperate to find it. The film is handsome to look at. There are beautiful people, and who knows, perhaps it will pay off in the end. But right now, in the first two episodes, it feels as if the film is basically padded with additional characters just to come to those 9 perfect strangers. An imperfect film so far. It's not rated officially, but very adult material. 2.5 stars. On Monday, we'll confront a bit of good news in America. Fewer people are incarcerated in jails and prison than at any time since 1995. Does that mean that policing has improved or law enforcement has gotten less effective? We'll probe that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.